It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
End all, be all, end all. The ordering of this phrase seems to have become a bit of a free-for-all.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rena Miller, and here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hi, Ann.
Hello.
What made you think about end all, be all, or the other way around?
One of our listeners emailed me and said, I'm starting to hear this phrase get turned around so that the phrase that should be all, end all, or be all and end all, is now getting turned around and people are saying end all and be all. As soon as I got that email, I thought, what do I say? So let me ask you, Rena, what do you say?
I say end all, be all. No, be all, end all. Now I don't even know anymore. What do I say? What do you say?
Well, I had exactly the same experience. I thought, I think maybe I say both. I think maybe I don't care. I am no longer sure. So I decided to investigate this. The phrase goes back to Shakespeare, Macbeth. And in Macbeth, the line is that but this blow might be the be-all and the end-all. So in that phrase, you have the be-all meaning the whole thing, and then the end-all being the end of it. And what you'll hear now is sometimes you'll have the and sometimes you won't have the and. I went into the Corpus of Contemporary American English, which tracks the last 20-plus years of English, and I found that be-all, end-all, the historical use, is more common by about 5-1. But you certainly can find examples of the end-all, be-all, where the end comes first. And what I was interested in was that end-all also has a life of its own. So people can say things like, we knew we couldn't provide an end-all solution, or not that that's the end-all that we're striving for. But be-all only shows up with end-all.
So you can be all that, right? What about few and far between?
Our listener brought this one up as well,
yeah,
and said, this is another one where I think things are getting turned around. So historically, the expression is few and far between, which makes sense. There aren't that many of them, and you have to go a long time before you'll hit the next one. But you can find examples online of people saying far and few between. I think perhaps what they're getting at is that the first time you're going to see it is a little ways off, that it's far, and then there are very few after that. According to the OED, the phrase far between showed up as an adjective to describe things in 1795, and it existed by itself, as in things are far between, and quickly came into the expression few and far between.
And how about this free-for-all? What is that all about?
A free-for-all was originally a race, goes back to the mid-19th century, and it was a race that was free for all, as in it was free. But it also seems to mean that because anybody could join, it was also a little bit uncontrolled as an event. And that is the meaning that has stuck, is that if it's a free-for-all, everybody's just doing whatever they want without much control.
They're getting a little bit loosey-goosey, in other words.
Yes, they are.
Thanks, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.